beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Rated 18 podcast. I'm still your lovely, beautiful, and sexy host, King Cheek, aka Big Baby. And today I'm back with another topic. You know how the team goes. So the topic for today is Lagos nightlife and STDs. Chai, today is going to be hot. Today is going to be hot because we are going to dissect and we are going to inspect. We are going to give, you know, very deep details about Lagos nightlife and the STDs that can be spread in Lagos. In fact, the STDs are already spreading in Lagos. Okay, so before I delve into the topic, I'm going to give a light, should I say, introduction to what STDs are. You know, I've met a couple of people that do not even know that there are things like STDs. They'll say it's toilet infection. They'll say it's heat rashes. You know, I've heard all sorts of stuff. Now, you know, a girl is like, she's itching or she's oozing, like she's having a bad smell and she's saying it is toilet infection. My dears, there is nothing like toilet infection. Toilet infection is just a layman's language, like maybe how we say, you know, there are things that maybe they'll just say to break it down for, you know, most people that are not educated will just use that term. They'll say toilet infection. And most people like just get like beclouded in their judgment and they now start to say toilet infection. That means infections that are gotten from the toilet. Like, they are not infectious. The toilet cannot give you infection because a toilet is a non-living thing. Except you share a toilet with someone that has an infection. A toilet that is clean and washed cannot give you infection, except someone that has an infection has used that toilet. And you know, maybe you did not like clean. You know, some people have this fear of using public toilets. If a public toilet is clean, it cannot give you any infection. As long as you wipe the seat before you sit down and you make sure the toilet is actually clean, like no water splashes on you. If water splashes on you, you rinse it off. My dear, there is nothing like a toilet infection. Most of you use it to, you know, cover up for the fact that you have an STI, especially in Lagos. So if you know you're having symptoms of toilet infection, please go for the test and get yourself treated. Okay, so STIs are, you know, they are caused by STDs. Okay? No, STDs are caused by STIs. STDs are sexually transmitted diseases and are caused by sexually transmitted infections. So there are so many things that can cause sexually transmitted infections, ranging from bacteria, viruses, parasites. So when we talk about the viral parts of, you know, STIs, we're talking about HIV, herpes, virus, and all that. So we have lots of sexually transmitted diseases, but we have the most common ones in Nigeria. Gonorrhea is one of the most common sexually transmitted infections in Nigeria. You know, gonorrhea is everywhere. Almost everybody has gonorrhea, but they do not know. So one thing about gonorrhea is that gonorrhea is, it shows more symptoms in men than in women. So most people may have gonorrhea and they will not know that they have gonorrhea. Okay, so it's one of the most common STDs in Nigeria. We also have chlamydia. We have herpes. Herpes is like characterized by, when you see people that have sores, open wounds and all that on their, you can have it on your lips. You can have it on your penis. You can have it in your vagina, your vulva area, you know, your tongue. So most of the time you see people having those blisters and they'll say it's malaria. I laugh in Swahili. My sister, it's not malaria. It's not typhoid fever. You know, it is the herpes. That's symptoms of herpes. And funny enough, in fact, let me say, almost everybody in the world actually has herpes virus. Even children actually have it, okay? Most times it's spread by skin-to-skin contact. So most times, if parents kiss their children, they actually can transfer herpes to their children. Yeah, that's why they advise you not to kiss very little children, like small children. They advise you not to kiss them because you can actually, you know, transfer it to them. Also, herpes virus doesn't get like completely eradicated from your system. It's just suppressed. So all the antiviral drugs they give you is just to suppress the virus because, you know, once or twice, it will still come back. That's almost when they fall sick, they'll see those blisters and they'll say it's typhoid fever. That's actually the herpes thing, you know, coming up because maybe your immune, there's a breach in your immune system, you're sick and you're down. So those blisters come out. So there you go. I've explained what causes those blisters for you. So we have this STDs. We also have HIV. And Nigeria, we actually have, you know, we're not competing with some other countries though, but we have lots of people that have HIV, you know, human immunodeficiency virus in Nigeria. So that is it. So how does this STD, how does it relate to Lagos nightlife? That's what we are talking about in this episode. Why do we think like there's actually a relationship? You know, most of the time, people are more likely to, you know, contact a sexually transmitted disease when they are high or when they are, you know, excited, when they are partying and all that. And we know that a lot of people in Lagos actually partake in highness. They want to get high. They want to get drunk. They want to, you know, take drugs or take all those kind of stuff. When you're under the influence of mostly alcohol or drugs, you are less likely to be more reasonable, to start thinking of, oh, does this person have a disease or is this person clean? And then there's this phrase that goes on in Lagos now. Don't worry, I am clean. My sister, don't worry, I am clean. How do you know you are clean? Everybody now is clean. That phrase is even, like, doesn't even scare you. Even if you are clean, how about the other person? Like, do you have a microscope that you're using to immediately scan the person to know that the person is clean? You know, a lot of Lagos big boys now, that's their phrase because they want to hit the pussy raw. Okay? I am clean. Don't worry, I am clean. Everybody is saying they are clean. So who are these people that have this gonorrhea? Who are these people that have syphilis? Who are these people that have herpes, hepatitis, all sorts of stuff? Who are the people that have these diseases? They are living amongst us. In fact, that brother that is saying he's clean, nine dirty pass. Nine gets all diseases pass. You know, you see a lot of people and they're having some kind of sores or all these things on my sister run. And the funny thing about this is that it's most times it shows more in men than in women. So most women can have this disease and, you know, it hides. So you as a man having sex with such a lady, all because she's clean or she smells good, you say she's clean, that girl clean. But you don't know that she actually has an STD or she has even given you an STD. So STDs is not about being clean. It's not about pussy not having smell. It's not about, in fact, when pussy is having smell, it's not STD. You know, we have yeast infections. We have bacterial infections that affect women that are not STDs. They are not sexually transmitted. So most women that when they say they have toilet infection, it may not be an STD. It can be a yeast infection or a bacterial infection. Okay, so STDs may not necessarily make a woman's pussy smell. In fact, it will not make a woman's pussy smell. It's just like saying having HIV. HIV doesn't really show anything. It's mostly males that you see those pores or all those things. Some men are having pores coming out of their penises and all that. But in women, it stays longer. Like a woman may not even show symptoms of an STD till like 2-3 years, 4 years. That's why most women find it hard to know that they have STDs. If you're not someone that goes regularly for testing, you may keep, you know, living your life and you may not know that you have an STD. Also, some people's bodies are not as sensitive as others. There are some girls that once they contact an STD, they will immediately know it because their immune system is like up there. They immediately know, okay, something is wrong with them. Okay, they have itching and all that stuff. But there are some people that nothing will happen. No symptoms. Even some people may carry HIV for 4, 5 years, 10 years, and there are no symptoms, but they can transmit to other people. Okay, so a girl being clean, looking clean, like they say, HIV, no, they show for face. Someone can be as beautiful, as plump, as healthy, and may have HIV. That the same goes for STDs, because HIV falls under STDs. You know, HIV falls under STDs. So that's it. You have to be careful. It's not about who looks clean or who is not clean. STDs do not show on the face. STDs only show on your test results. Okay? So that's it. So we know about Lagos nightlife. We know about the, you know, hookup thing, you know. Everybody's doing hookup. Everybody's doing friend with benefits. People go out, there's clubbing, there's parties, there is, you know, truth or dare. Exactly. When you're doing truth or dare, you do not know what they are going to tell you to do. You see some truth or dare parties and they are saying they are daring you to suck someone's dick. They are daring you to suck someone's dick at a truth or dare game. And I strongly believe that in fact, 0% of the population at that truth or dare game will actually ask for your test result before they suck your dick. You see some truth or dare games will say lick someone's pussy. In fact, sometimes you can actually contact an STD from kissing. Yes, you can contact an STD from kissing. For example, that person has, you know, an open sore, you know, skin to skin contact. If you kiss someone that has herpes, you definitely get herpes. Okay? So all these games, all these, you know, randy things that people do in Lagos, Lagos nightlife hook up. There's some guys that hook up with, like, they can hook up with 20 girls in a week. And to all those 20 girls, they're telling them, I am clean. I am clean. Mr. I am clean. All the 20 girls you meet, you know, you tell them that you are clean. You know, a lot of young people have multiple sex partners. Those that say they do not do hookup, most of them have 10 girlfriends. What's the difference between you that has 10 girlfriends and someone that is doing hookup? Some guys in Lagos have 20 girlfriends, you know, and in their own mind, these are their girlfriends. So it's possible that they have sex without condom. Some of them, plus those 20 girlfriends, they still do hookup on the side. Okay, and maybe those girlfriends that they have are still, some of them are part of hookup, because it's rare to see a girl in Lagos that is not doing hookup. Very rare. It's very rare. If I, let me say, 95% of girls in Lagos do hookup, and to be honest, some of them still have boyfriends. So when they finish doing hookup with someone that is saying I am clean, they still come back to their boyfriend, and their boyfriend will fuck them, and he's in his mind he's clean, because none of them will ask for a test result, and it goes on to the other girls before you know it. That's how it spreads. You know, even married men are part of this hookup trend. They go out, they have different side chicks, and they still do hookup. You know, if you have a side chick, at least I don't really judge men, you know, for having, you know, side chicks. You know, I can actually be a side chick. I don't really see anything wrong with having a side chick, as long as it's one side chick, because it actually makes them to know, okay, this is one person that they are, you know, having sex with apart from their wife. You know, some men are that responsible. They do tests. They know that this is this person. So if anything goes wrong, they know who to ask. Okay, are you seeing another person? But when you have 10 side chick, you will still be searching through Instagram for different girls to hook up. You don't know where these girls have been. You know, all these girls that go to Dubai, they are eating shit. Yes, you can get an STD from engaging in, what do they call it, scatophilia, eating shit, doing a potter potty in Dubai, having anal sex. In fact, that's one of the best ways to get an STD. So anal sex, vaginal sex, sucking dick, in fact, you don't need to even do too much. You don't need to go all the way. Something as simple as oral sex can actually give you an STD. So you see a married man, you know, going, traveling to Dubai, carrying different girls. Most of them do not do tests. In fact, there are some men that will tell you, I don't use condom. Hi, and you are proud. They will say it with so much pride and dignity. I don't use condom. I want to feel it. In fact, some of them will say, my dick does not stand with condom. That means you've gotten so used to having unprotected sex, and you are a married man. How do you expect, you know, a lot of these men be taking, you know, diseases, infections back to their wives. I really pity their wives. A lot of women are treating unknown STDs that they don't know from whence comes their STD. They don't know where this STD is coming from, but their husband is, you know, playing up and down. In fact, let me tell you, some of the, you know, side effects of these STDs, you know, the after effects of this, some of them can be very dangerous. Some of these STDs lead to even mental, you know, mental retardation. You can lose your mind. I think syphilis can cause you to lose your mind. Some of them even result in blindness. They can be very, you know, severe, you know. There's this girl I told her I do tests every 3 months. And I asked her, when last did you do a test? She said, ha. She doesn't do tests though. And she cannot go and be looking for how did she put it? If she's going to find, whether she will see what she's looking for. Whether you define wetin no loss or something like that. That she's going to find what you are looking for, you go and find it when you do test. What you are looking for, you will find it if it is there. That's the simple truth. If it's not there, no matter how you look for it, you will not find. For example, someone that is unintelligent, someone that his brain is full of coconut water. No matter how they try to find intelligence in that person's head, even if they do, you know, tests every 3 months, every day, they will not find the intelligence. So if you have disease, whether you look for it, whether you don't look for it, you will find it there one day. In fact, the good news is that it will show itself. That's the thing. You don't need to look for it. You don't need to fight. So instead of you to go and do a test and try to treat yourself before it, you know, escalates to something terrible. As a woman, you could actually even become infertile because of some of these STDs. For example, gonorrhea, syphilis can lead to infertility. I've forgotten which one, but there are some of the diseases, especially in women, that starts from the uterus. Like it starts from your womb, from your vagina, and goes straight to your ovaries. So when that kind of infection is in your ovaries, just that everything is gone. Your fallopian tube. You see some women are, you know, facing infertility. Okay, I'm sorry to say this because, you know, there are lots of people that, you know, just, you know, have these problems naturally, you know. So I pray for people that are trying to have kids, women that are trying to have kids, okay? So for those that, you know, they have it as a result of infections that were not treated, it can lead to infertility. You know, you live your young life, you are, you know, having fun, doing all sorts of stuff, living carelessly and recklessly. I'm not even saying this like a preacher. I'm not a pastor or anything. But if you're having fun, you have to be very careful, okay? I know I look like one of those girls, okay? But I'm a very strict person. If you are having sex, please put on a condom. There is no sweetness except you're having it with someone you know. Someone you know that person has sense. That person, because some people don't have anything to lose. There are some people that they know that their life is already useless. They don't have any future. They're not looking forward to maybe having a family or having a good life. So they just want to waste their life. You know, for example, you see someone that is having sex recklessly. You're not thinking about your life. You're not thinking about your future. And you that has future, you now want to go and follow that person. Let's say I am clean. You say, okay, you are clean also. Not follow and you get infected. And as a woman, you need to be more, you know, conscious of this thing, because women are more prone to having these infections. You know, women are open, okay? Women are more prone to having infections than men. So as a woman, I don't see why, you know, as a woman, as a young girl, I don't see why you would be that reckless, you know, to have sex, like, except you also have some diseases. Because now in Lagos, they do, you know, these diseases come together, these diseases come together and they mate, okay? So if you have disease, you know, you can try to like share to one another. But if you know you don't have, you have to be careful. And you also have to get tested, because there are other ways of getting an STD that are non-sexual. Okay? You can get an STD from, you know, blood contact. From maybe you went to get, you know, a blood transfusion. You can actually contact a disease that way. I know of someone that actually contacted HIV via a blood transfusion. It's very painful, very, very painful. Painful thing, but she's living with it now. You know, she had an accident and they rushed her to the hospital for a blood transfusion, and they, you know, put transfused the infected blood into her. So it's crazy. And you know, also a mother can, you know, give her child an infection, you know, that we all know about. Although I think there are ways where they can, you know, prohibit that from happening. There are, you know, technology, science and everything. So there are ways where the mother cannot pass, you know, the STD to her child. So, you know, Lagos, a lot of things go on in Lagos. A lot of things go on in Lagos. You see, this thing of, you know, people having sex with dogs. That one, I don't know what disease you can get from that. Because the only ones we know are the ones that I mentioned. You know, the few that we know right now, that I'm talking about right now. So having, when you go and start having all this weird, you know, sexual stuff, having sex with a dog, having sex with a horse, we don't know what you will have. Maybe diseases that dogs have, that's what you will get. You know, people do a lot of stuff for money nowadays. You know, and you meet someone and the person is hammering on, oh, I want to feel you raw. I want to feel you raw. Why? What's your reason? I believe that people that, you know, hammer on that fact actually have diseases. And most of them do not buy the idea of, you know, going for a test. A responsible person will definitely go for a test. You can be adventurous. You can be as sexual as you want to be. But you have to make sure that you take the necessary precautions. You can have 10 boyfriends, you can have 10 girlfriends, you can have sugar daddy or sugar mommy, but you have to be very cautious. And I feel like you should not trust anybody, because anybody could say, oh yes, they did a test. And one thing I also like realize is that a lot of people forge test results in Lagos. You know, in Lagos, anything goes, anything can happen. If you pay money to this person, they can forge a result for you. You know, you can never know the authenticity of a particular result, you know. Some people can just pay money and someone will forge results for them and they will, you know, give you the result. There's this my friend that, you know, had sex with this guy and she has been having sex with. All of a sudden, she knows this guy, she has been having sex with this guy, nothing happened though. All of a sudden, we saw her with boils on her mouth, her lips swollen up. And she asked the guy, he was like, no, nothing, it's not from him or blah, blah, blah. She asked him to do test, he did test and the test came out clean. I said it's a lie. It's not possible, because this thing, she gave the guy a blowjob and that happened the next day. That's definitely from him. So a lot of people forge results. If somebody we all know in this country can forge a certificate, how much more test results? Test results is everywhere. Any pharmacy itself can give you test results, you know. So in men, you know, men may feel discomfort. You can see pus. And imagine you going to go and suck a dick of someone that is having gonorrhea. pus will be coming at them. Say swallow. All of you that like to swallow. You are swallowing destruction. You are going to destroy your inside. Like, why are you swallowing cum in the first place if I'm asked? That's, you may think you are safe, okay, and everything, but cum is like, that's one of the fastest ways to get an infection. If you swallow someone's cum, why are you swallowing cum that you don't know the ingredients? You know, you don't know what is inside that cum. You are swallowing, you like to swallow everything. Everything they put inside you, you swallow it. You swallow it inside you. Any pussy you see, you put your mouth, you suck all the juice. You wash the plate. Some people will use their tongue, wash. If the pussy was dirty, they will wash it to become sparkling clean. And they will be proud. They say, that is what I love. That's the most, I love that one the most. To suck plates clean. I will wash the plates clean. And you are happy, you are proud of yourself. You suck the pussy, suck everywhere clean. All the infections, all the bacteria is entering your mouth. And you are proud of it, you are happy. It's not bad to suck pussy, it's not bad to wash plates clean. But how many plates are you washing? You've now turned to a dishwasher. You're not washing all the plates in Lagos. That's what turns you on. That's what, in fact, girls, you have to be very careful. There are some men that their mouth is full of diseases because of how many plates they are washing on a daily basis. Some men just like that. They're not even thinking of what's the effect, you know, on them. Are they getting any infection? Is there any, you know, thing coming on? They're not even, and most of them are married, you know. There's some things I want to say, but I don't know if I can say them. Okay, there's this man I met. He's a married man, so don't judge me. He's a married man. And he said he wants to, you know, give me head. He likes to wash plates. The greatest mistake I made in my life is allowing this man to put his mouth in my precious vagina. My precious vagina. You know, I think I saw him, like, he's a responsible person, and that we know each other, like he's my friend and all that. And this man, I don't know where he has been putting his mouth, because that's the thing, you don't know where anybody's pussy has been. You don't know where anybody's vagina has been. You don't know where anybody's dick has been. You know, in Nigeria, everybody tends to do as if they are holy. You can ask them, what's your boyfriend? They say zero. It's only one person. It's just my boyfriend that I've been having sex with since I came to this world. It's just, or they'll say it's just three people. My ex-boyfriend, my present boyfriend, and you. Those are the only people. That's their body count. I'm very sure in this Nigeria, even me, my body count no pass two like this. My ex-boyfriend and my future boyfriend. That's my body count. Everybody's body count in Nigeria is definitely under five. The ones way too bad, they don't reach five. So everybody lies in Nigeria, in Lagos. Lies are the order of the day. You know, if you have a sensitive pussy, if you let anybody that, you know, his mouth has been, you know, so many people, and funny enough, it's not about the breath. He has a very good breath. His breath smells very nice. His teeth is clean and everything. That's the thing. These diseases do not show. You will not bring out, you look as if you have disease. No, it doesn't show that way. Until they start having the symptoms. And, you know, if you have a sensitive pussy, it won't even take long. You know, okay, something is up. You may not have an infection, you may not have an STD, but the pH balance of your vagina definitely goes off. And when the pH balance of your vagina goes off, you have a yeast infection. Okay? Yeast infection, okay, what happens in yeast infection is that, for example, there's a pH that the vagina has to be. I don't know the exact number, but I know that the pH of hair is 6.0. So maybe the pH of skin can be maybe around that same, you know, maybe 4 to 6 or 4 to 5.0. Pardon all this explanation, but I'm getting somewhere. So, for example, if the pH of the pussy is 6.0, you know, anything, you know, acidic, you know, for example, if a man comes inside you, he may not have it. He will not have any infection. He's clean, okay? But you may actually get an infection. That's why I say, as women are more prone to having infections because the vagina is very sensitive. The vagina is very sensitive. Anything that alters the pH balance, anything that is too acidic can cause the pH to switch and become, you know, lesser or higher than it is, that you can have a yeast infection. So that breach in the pH of your vagina causes you to have yeast infection. So that's what happened to me, you know, because I don't know what, maybe he uses some certain things, I don't know. And it made my pH balance to go up. So most times it's not good for you to allow a guy to pour sperm into you. Even if you're married, it's not all the time. Because if a man is coming in you all the time, pouring semen in your vagina, your pH balance goes off, and all the time you're treating yeast infections. Most times, most women treat yeast infections more often than not because the pH balance is always off. So most times as a woman, you can actually have your pH balance off if you use too much soaps. If you douche too much, use too much soap to wash your vagina, you're always chucking soap inside your vagina, you will have a yeast infection. If you're always chucking, you know, dick, and the man is pouring that sperm inside your vagina, you know, it causes, because the pH of semen is different from pH of vagina. We know that semen stays in the vagina. Not everything goes off. Not everything drops out. So the one that remains there is going to, you know, mess up a lot of things in your vagina. So that's even way different from STDs. STDs, you may not notice full on that something. So be careful of who you let put their mouths. Because I know we all want to seem like we're freaky. Okay, give me head or give you head. No. In fact, in Lagos, how many people even brush their teeth? How many men, like, do you really count so much on men's hygiene like that? How many men even do all these hygiene things? Like, girls, we all know this now. We know this. Like, how many men even do this hygiene of eating? Like, you see some men, they are so dirty. But they're the ones that we're talking about, girls. And the only thing that we say is how the pussy is smelling like fish. Pussy smelling like fish does not mean somebody is dirty, oh. Hope you will know. I'm trying to educate you. She may have a bacterial infection that may not be because of dirtiness, okay? So, how many people even have good oral hygiene to start with? Like, they brush their teeth, they scrape their tongues. Because another thing that could cause a pH balancing is maybe, it's possible that the man didn't have any infection. Maybe he doesn't wash his tongue very well. You know, he doesn't scrape his tongue. So, all those bacteria from, you know, food that he has eaten, and he doesn't wash his tongue very well. And he's using that tongue to do like, putting it inside, twisting it. Those that will say they'll put it, they will tongue you, whether not tongue or dick you or something. They will put the tongue inside and be choking you, releasing all the bacteria inside, and you are happy, you are squirting everywhere. You don't know what's good, you don't know what is coming for you, dear. You don't know what is coming. So a lot of people do all these things in Lagos. You say some men are so proud. Any girl they meet. Girl where you pick for admirati, that's the girl you want to meet her. Girl that you picked at Obalende roadside, Allen, that's where you want to put mouth in her pussy. The one that is not even standing on the ones from Instagram, we don't even know the quality. If something is inside there, you're not going to roadside. You're not even scared. Well, I know men don't really have that fear thing. Maybe it's because of the male ego, or I don't know, most men feel untouchable, you know, nothing can happen to them. They are drinking agbo, they are drinking herbal things, you know, they are damaging their liver in the process, but they don't know, but I will just skip that part. And they're feeling like that agbo now will cure that disease that they don't even know the name. So agbo has agbo for specific things. If you carry agbo and you are drinking for, you don't know if it is gonorrhea the girl gave you. You now carry agbo that is meant for another disease, and you drink and you are patting your chest that yes, this agbo work. Not be so that they do harm. The best thing is for you to be careful. Okay, select. I know most guys in Lagos do not have taste, especially the Igbo men, older Igbo men. You know, they like all these roadside girls. That's how it goes in Lagos. We know these things. Igbo men run away from girls with taste, you know, they don't like all these big girls. Most older men, they don't like, you know, classy girls, girls that are big girls, rich girls. They go for the small, small girls who know sabi how to take care of themselves. So, okay, be careful. That's how one man went to die in, Ikoyi. One small girl nearly knocked the guy, kill. You know, be careful. If you know your taste is roadside, protect yourself. You cannot go and be picking any girl. You know, for example, let me give you an example. In Lagos now, roadside girl, Instagram girl, Snapchat girl, Twitter girl, they are all different. Roadside girl will definitely have more sexual partners than the one that is a Instagram buddy. Instagram buddy, like, she's more classy, she selects more, but someone that is on the roadside is desperate. She's looking for guys. And trust me, all these your Lagos big boys, they are number one partners. Because now, there was a day I was passing Admiralty Week. If you see the hairs these girls are wearing, these girls are wearing, I'm not sure, like, maybe in the days of our mothers, those olden days, or maybe like something like maybe 2000 and something. I'm not sure roadside girls were seeing this. So it shows you that big boys are patronizing these girls. All your Lagos big boys, celebrities, they will hide. Some of them will wear masks. We know this. We know all these things. They will wear masks and cover their face and go and pick a shower by the road. And they will suck pussy. They will still carry that mask and go to a classy girl, because you do not know where these men have been. You can never know that. When you see a guy, you're like, this guy's spec is, you know, classy girl. And that's not his spec. In fact, some men in Lagos do not even have spec. Anything they see is their spec. Any pussy they see is their spec. Why though? tight, oh, small, oh, large, oh, sweater, creamer. Some women mention, do you sweat, do you cream, do you pour water, do you, are you, like, they are everywhere. You know, they are fully, you know, armed for any kind of thing that comes their way. And I don't know why there's this craze for, you know, sex in Lagos. More than, I don't know if it's the nightlife. You know, in Lagos, people can, you know, stay out late till like 4 a.m. People are still going to club. 3 a.m. People are still going to club. So I think all this, like, excessive intake of liquor, maybe it affects a man's penis in a different way. I don't know, because once these men leave that club, I'm telling you now, fuck, that they go straight. Once they leave that club, she might be somewhere, they wait for them. Some of them will lodge 5 girls in the same hotel, different room. There's this guy, I think he was in the company of my friend, and he's married. I think every other guy there was unmarried, and he's married. And he was like, oh, that he has to go back home, so he gets what to do. He lodged 5 girls in different rooms in the same hotel. And he's really like, guy, you never stop this. He said, no, he can never stop this. So, like, what spurs this thing up? What drives men to feel like, okay, after taking alcohol, after going to the club, you must fuck. That's normal Lagos thing. You know, any man that, you know, goes to, so I think maybe the clubs are the ones that are driving all these things. And I feel like maybe in clubs they should share condoms. Like if you are leaving the club, they put a condom in your hand. That makes a lot of sense, because they definitely know where you are going. You will definitely go and carry one or 5 girls or 10 girls. So they should be sharing condoms. Like, thank you for clubbing with us. They put a pack of, some guys need up to 3 packs. They'll put like 3 packs of condom in your hand. I think it will kind of like, you know, help. It's kind of help these people to protect, because at least the safety of your customer's penis should be like part of your this, because some STDs can kill people. So if they kill your customer because of, you know, STD, or your partner falls sick or something, so they should share condoms at clubs, you know, joints, lounges, you know, because they know definitely most people, in fact, most people even come to club to look for girls. Clubs are like the hottest place. That's the nightlife. Like, that's where people come to look for girls. You know, lounges. And we have our Lagos girls. They do not fail to disappoint. You know, they cannot disappoint you. You'll be seeing them there. Like, they are standing there. You see our big girls now. They are going to clubs. They are going to this. So I think that also drives this, you know, insane need for, you know, all this kind of, and as for men, because of the amount of money they paid for the girl, oh my, they must see that girl wrong. How can they pay 1 million naira and wear condoms? God. In fact, thinking of that self, I'm even having headache. My headache is headaching me. Because you paid so much money, you must fuck with that condom. How can I pay that amount of money? What kind of mentality is that? What kind of retarded mentality is that? What kind of local mentality is that? Because of the amount of money, you cannot wear condom because of the money that they are paying to the girl. So you prefer, so is that money, like, you use the money to buy disease for yourself? Well, most of those, you know, high class, you know, sugar daddies, they are more conscious, because those ones, they have life worth living for. Someone that is maybe a billionaire, a trillionaire, you know, he has his business going on, he will definitely check on. But these ones that are just coming up, they don't even know the future, because they are paying against the amount of money they cannot wear condom. I cannot wear condom for that condom. What kind of mentality is that? Are you even thinking of the fact that there may be, this person might have an infection? Are you even thinking of the fact that this person may have an STD? You know, all you're thinking about is the money you are paid, because, you know, when it comes to transactional sex, a lot of weird things happen. A lot of weird things happen. When it comes to hook up, a lot of weird things happen. So men may want to, like, you know, knock the girl till she's faint, or someone that has struggled so much for, you know, some money. You know, in Lagos, everybody likes fake life. You know, in Lagos, they want to form big boy, big girl, big boy. So most guys don't even have this money, but they want to, you know, they want to hit all these big pussies, you know. They want to roll with all these big girls. This small money that they are managing to earn in Lagos, they will not carry it and go and give a girl maybe 1 million naira per night. And because that money is like their all in all. You know, people that do all these things are like billionaires, people that have money. You that is just coming up in Lagos, you are squatting with your friend somewhere, you now carry 500k, 1 million. Like, so when they now reach that point, they're like, ha, with this kind of money, my sweat, my everything, they are ready to give it all up. They're like, I must fuck with that condom. Because when they think about the money, the sweat, the thing is paining them. Some of these men do this hookup, they are crying. They are crying somewhere. They want to just, you know, hit this girl. And because of that, they prefer to do it without condoms. Because something tells men that, okay, if you are not using a condom, the sex will not be sweet. Well, the sex may be sweet, the sex may not be sweet. It depends on you. If you've made up your mind that without the condom, sex will not be sweet for you. Sex will not be sweet for you because sex is about the mind, you know. The conditioning of your mind, if you believe that this thing is not nice this way, it will not be nice that way. You know, until you change the way you see it. If you're more conscious of your health, you're more conscious of, oh, I have to be careful, sex with condom is enough for you. But you cannot want to experience that level of intimacy with a stranger. You know, our world has definitely gone to shit. You know, we don't even think about the effect of having that. At least condom gives this kind of, you know, protection. Like, okay, even though you're intimate, you're not like really like skin to skin, flesh to flesh. And that's really like, that's a cool idea, you know, because this is someone you don't know. This is someone you never, but because of, you know, the money involved and all that. And they want to just, you know, deny everything. They want to experience their money fully, you know, and that may cause them to like be exposed to certain things, to have certain infections, because they just want to like fuck it up. Let us just do this thing. Because of the money they have paid. You know, some of them just want to do it so that they will have bragging rights. You know, a lot of people in Lagos now, they like to tell, once they fucked a big girl, a girl that is popular, you know, they have these bragging rights. How much more like them having sex with the girl raw without condom? Hey, their head will be swelling. You know, so I think it's also a thing of, you know, ego for a man. You know, he had sex with this girl raw. He felt her. So that really gives him like more of things to, you know, talk about. And so back to the nightlife, you know, most times now every girl in Lagos is, you know, doing a BBL. Everywhere you turn to in the club is nyash, bom bom, bom bom, bom bom, bom bom, and more bom bom. Everybody has done their, in fact, everybody's looking the same. Everybody is shaped like a, what has that shape? Everybody's shaped, big bom bom, small waist. Big hips, small waist. Everybody's having that shape now. So imagine like you're in the club, you know, you're taking your alcohol, you are alone. In fact, even some men that are even with their girlfriends, some men that are with their wives, they are just looking around. Once the girl enters toilet, now so the man will follow enter toilet. Some people will chop one mouth there in the toilet, in the club. Some men will even do one mouth. Sometimes they may not really be with condoms because they did not plan on, you know, having that kind of sex. So they will just do it without condom. Unprotected sex, unexpected sex. Most times, unexpected sex, you may not even think. And then, alcohol is in your body. You know, you don't shy, your eye don't dirty. You will not think of, oh, let's put on a condom, except maybe the girl has some sense or something. Most people just go right into it. You know, they just do it right there. And they just, you know, there's some girls that are desperate. They don't care. All they want is to collect money. They don't care about, oh, there's STD, there's something. Something I forgot to mention. Ampiclocks, Lagos number one drugs in curing any infection. Once you have unexpected sex or you have unprotected sex, just go and take Ampiclocks. In fact, even if the guy puts femicide, you take Ampiclocks, everything is flushed away. You will not get pregnant. You will not have infection. In fact, it will kill HIV immediately. Like, once you just come back, just rush and go and take that Ampiclocks. Hey, Lagos people, Lagosians. How does Ampiclox fight HIV? How does Ampiclox fight STD? You don't even know the STD you've contacted. You're already taking Ampiclox. And you find that a lot of people have now become, you know, resistant to Ampiclox because we are just taking this Ampiclox uselessly, with no aim. You think that Ampiclox will protect you from getting pregnant, or Ampiclox will protect you from getting gonorrhea or syphilis. My sister, Ampiclox is not strong enough to treat, you know, a virus. Ampiclox cannot treat a virus. They use Ampiclox for maybe most of these bacterial, you know, diseases, bacterial infections like typhoid, malaria, or you have a boil or something. You cannot use antibiotics to treat, you know, viruses. They are antiviral medicines. They're different from antibiotics. You cannot start taking Ampiclox for everything. You have headache, Ampiclox. You have unprotected sex, Ampiclox. You have sex and guy pours sperm to you, Ampiclox. So most of these girls, I can't really blame them. Most of them are uneducated. Most of them have left, you know, their homes, their states. You know, we see most of these girls in Lagos that, you know, are doing all this hookup and prostitution. Most of them are not from Lagos. Most of them, their parents do not reside in Lagos. You know, they come from other states. They are hungry. They are looking for money. So they just, they don't give a mind about it. You know, if a man is telling them, okay, but if you don't have sex with me unprotected, I will not, you know, be with you. So they just think about the money and they're like, okay, let's do it. You know, so poverty is also another reason why STDs are on the rise. You know, in countries where people are more, you know, financially stable, you know, they are more exposed to education, STDs are lesser than in poor countries, you know. Poor countries like Nigeria, the vast majority of Nigerians are poor. Like, they live below average. They live below, in fact, minimum wage. Some people, even this minimum wage, a lot of people live below average or even the normal standard of living. Some people in Nigeria, you know, they make 200 naira, like 200 naira. They cannot even afford 200 naira in a day. So poverty can make a lot of people to contact these diseases. A lot of people are not even exposed. Some people do not even know, in this Lagos, some people do not know that there is something like syphilis. There is something like gonorrhea. Some people do not know. Some people do not even know the ways you can contact this disease. You know? Some people do not know. That's why I feel like there should be more awareness on these diseases. We should leave the fact where we judge people for doing hookup and focus more on the educational part. Educate people. You know, Nigeria is more of, you know, a fault finding country. You find, because these are things that will not stop. It's very obvious that nightlife in Lagos cannot stop. It will not stop. You know, it's gonna keep going on and on. So the best thing you can do is to educate people. Okay, especially the young people, the young girls that just came from their, you know, wherever they came from, and they're not educated, they don't know about all these things, is to educate them. Also, a lot of men like to take advantage of girls. You know, most girls will see a guy, and, you know, I've heard stories of where they said a girl went to meet a man and the man asked her to suck his dick, and his dick, there were sores on his penis, wounds, all the stuff, post. And the girl, it's not ritual. Some people will say it's ritual, that they were doing ritual after, I mean, it's not ritual. Most of them is not ritual. Most of these men know that they have STDs. They know that they have these diseases, and they just want to spread it to young, naive girls. They know that there are some girls that no matter what, because of money, they will go for it. So they just call these girls and, you know, just, you know, get pleasure from watching them, you know, get this disease. There are some people that they just have these STDs and they have vowed that they must share this disease. They must share it. They must give it to everybody. And so they go on a rampage. They just start having unprotected sex. If they see condom, they can even destroy condom. They don't want to see condom. They say their dick will not start. So all these things, like, it still goes on to show that, you know, a lot of things in Lagos, you know, are just wrong when it comes to sex. People just do anything. Someone is having sex because they want to just share disease, not enough. Maybe the boyfriend broke her heart, gave her HIV, and she wants to, like, share the disease to everybody. She wants everybody to have the disease. Or a girl is, you know, looking for money, and she's part of the girls, you know, club girls, standing on the road, and they just do anything for money. I feel like if you're doing anything for money, you have, like, that money, can it buy your good health back? If you contact HIV now, or you contact gonorrhea or anything, most times people end up spending so much money to treat themselves of these diseases, because most times people have become so resistant to some drugs, and they take this drug and it doesn't go. They have to keep treating and treating and treating. And, you know, in Nigeria, there's this stigma. You know, people are afraid of going for tests. People are afraid because sometimes, if I go to buy a condom, you know, you cannot even enter a pharmacy and buy a condom, like, normally. Like, people are even shy to mention condom in pharmacies. But we are having sex every day. Everybody is having sex every day. Why are you ashamed that you are mature enough to protect yourself? You know? If I go into a pharmacy and I say, oh, I want to buy a condom, see the way people will just come and be looking at you. And it's not even remembering. I'm going to make, you know, a point of note to myself to ask them why they're looking at me. Because everybody uses condoms, except those that do not want to protect themselves. So if you're using a condom, if you're buying a condom, you should actually be proud of it. You know, because whether you buy a condom or not, everybody knows you're having sex. Because when they look at you, you're a mature adult. What are they thinking? You're having sex. So there's also this, you know, stigma, this fear, this shame that comes with, you know, going for a test and, you know, finding out you have this. Some people are so scared. They don't want to find that, okay, they went for a test and they did not have the disease. You know, people are, you know, ignorance is bliss. We all know ignorance is bliss. People just, you know, prefer to stay ignorant and so they will not have anything to worry about. Ignorance is bliss, but ignorance is also damn foolish, because ignorance is bliss does not apply to STDs. Whether you're ignorant or not, one day it is still going to show its head. One day it's still going to come out. It's going to cost you a lot more. Pennywise, pound foolish, you know. You're thinking you are, you know, you're blissful, so you're not worrying about any disease. And in the future, it costs you your womb. In the future, it costs you your sight. You know, you're going crazy because of, you know, an untreated STD. Something that could easily be treated and you move on with your normal, healthy life. You are scared of finding out you have a disease. And I don't blame most Nigerians. There's a lot of stigma surrounding people that have, you know, HIV and all that. But people with HIV are living normal lives. They're leading normal lives. I remember when James Brown talked about, you know, he has a HIV or something, I think years ago. And people were trying to shame him for it. People were calling him all sorts of names. But you forget that most people do not even contact these STDs via sex. Some people are born with it. Because maybe their mothers had HIV and they give this, you know, disease to them. Like also because of lack of exposure. Because in most countries, they make sure that the baby does not contact this disease. So exposure is very important. Exposure is very important. Also, like I would say, if you're going to a party, I don't know how it may sound, but always try to be vigilant. You know, take some alcohol, but do it in moderation. Everything is always good in moderation. You know, you could actually get so carried away that you can actually get raped at party. You're doing party, Lagos nightlife, and all that. You do not know when anybody can have sex with you because you're under the influence of the drug or you're under the influence of, you know, drink or something. And then you don't even know when or where you contracted a disease. You don't know when or where you got infected. So everything should be done in moderation. Lagos nightlife is cool, yeah. It's fun. It's interesting. But you should also think about your health, okay? You should think about your health. And you should be more conscious about testing. Testing is very important. Testing lets you know your status. You know, also be conscious of the other person's status. It's not bad to have, honestly, I will not say it's bad to have unprotected sex if you know this person. You can go together, get tested together, you know, and do your thing. But when nobody is caring about tests, everybody is scared, you know, to get a test. Everybody is scared to get treated. Most times there are couples that have HIV that still have, you know, sex. I even heard something that a couple that had HIV, like one of the partners had HIV and the other partner did not have HIV and they were having normal sex. There are drugs they take so that maybe the viral load will reduce in the person that has HIV and he will not be able to like infect the other person. So there's means to go around all these things. We should not get so carried away by, you know, drink or fast life, Lagos life, fake life or any other thing that we do not even care so much about our health. The world is really going to shift. People used to be so conscious about their health. At least, because this is something that can give you immediate discomfort, especially in men. You see painful urinating, you know, they cannot urinate well, everything will be hurting them. Aches, pus, you know, very nasty things. So we should be more conscious of this thing. You cannot live Lagos nightlife and you are getting sick every other day. You have to treat, you spend a lot of money. Trust me, these drugs are not even cheap. They do not even come cheap. And you know you are in Lagos. Medicine in Lagos is very expensive. Getting treated in Lagos is very expensive. So it's not better to be safe than to be sorry. So we need to tread, you know, more carefully, especially young girls and women. You know, we are more, you know, susceptible to this kind of infection. We are more open. We are more prone to these infections. Now you see some girls, they're even the ones that are looking for that unprotected sex. You know, and it's scary because you know how, I think most of them don't even know the effects this thing can actually have on them. You see a girl telling a guy, oh, a guy wants to have unprotected sex. She say, oh, please don't come inside me, oh. Please don't come inside me. Please, make sure you don't come inside me. I don't understand. A guy is having unprotected sex with you. You're telling him, please don't come inside me. Oh, you think it's only the cum that can give you infection? You think it's only the cum that can give you infection? Do you know there is pre-cum? You know, that whitish thing, that thing that comes out, that is like pussy juice, Steph. It's very slimy and slippery, that comes out before a man, you know, ejaculates. That pre-cum can also give you an infection. In fact, even without that pre-cum, if a guy is having like all those bumps or rashes or all those things, open sores and all that on his penis and he puts it inside his vagina, he will definitely have an infection because, you know, that someone with cuts and wounds and sores and everything, you know, having sex, and you're saying, please don't come inside me. Or some of them, if the guy comes inside them, they will not rush and guys, and they'll say, okay, if you run immediately it didn't happen, don't waste time, just run and go and squat. Everything will come out. You now use water and come out. Guy, do you know that sperm is you know, very tight? Like, you cannot even see the cells. Like, immediately a guy ejaculates, the sperm cells are already rushing towards your uterus. You can remove everything, but you cannot remove every single thing. You cannot remove every single thing from your vagina, no matter how you squat. If you like, some people go and sit down on hot water. Hot water to kill what? Let me even tell you, that hot water, it doesn't even get to even half of your vagina. It doesn't get to your womb. It doesn't get to your womb. It's just a little, like, it just gets, you know, into the vagina and just maybe halfway and it stops there. It cannot do anything. So all these things that girls do, I find it very, very hilarious. Okay? We have to be more careful as girls, because now when they catch infection, pass. It's easier for us to get infected than men. So I think as a gay, you're even the one that should be more conscious. If a guy is like trying to have sex with you, you are the one that will put the condom on top. No matter how he tells you, please do not get sex. He's someone that you're sure of. You've seen his test result. Or even went to do tests together. You see some girls, they get so horny. And there's this thing they give girls, take, I forgot the name. It's Molly. Yes, they're happy pills. When you take it, you want to fuck. In fact, you are even the one that will go and carry the guy's penis to put inside your vagina. And you're taking Molly and you go to a party where you don't know anybody there. And you're the one that is even looking for penis. You are the one that, in that case, now you're the one that is even looking for the STD to come inside you. Before the guy even says he wants to wear condom, you're the one that is moving the condom to throw away. Because you are so horny. So this Lagos life thing, parties, you know, orgy parties. You know, most people do orgy parties. And I highly doubt that most orgy parties even wear condoms. Most of them, you know, maybe they are a group of people that know themselves. Even among people that know themselves, if you are sharing, orgy, this person that did not know this person is having sex with them, most of them do it without condoms. The chances of STD spreading is very high. Orgy parties, house parties, pool parties, even all of them, they will say beach house party. The things they do in beach house party, only God knows, because they'll say whatever happens in this beach stays in this place. Only God knows what they are doing there. How many people are having protected sex there? Because they'll say it's, some people say it spoils the fun. You see a girl, because she has taken happy pills, she's the one that is carrying an empty dick, open dick to put inside her vagina. Say there, don't worry. After some moments, you can wear your condom before you come, because the guy did not come inside you. That means you are safe. You know, you are just whining yourself, auntie. Who you they whine? You are just whining yourself. At the end of this channel, you go carry the infection part. The only thing is about you spreading it to the innocent people. A lot of people that forge results. There are some people that have HIV in Lagos that will forge their results and say they are positive. Or sometimes faulty test practices. Sometimes you go to the person that did not have HIV in Nigeria, that's the person who can show HIV in the person's result. Because our healthcare is also doomed. Some healthcare, some hospitals, some laboratories do not even do the test right. So most people can even go for a test and you're not so sure of the test results. We've even seen cases of people doing test results that they can even give you a result that is not yours. So how are you so sure? You know, we have to be very careful, especially the women. You know, maturity, you don't need to be too mature. You don't need to be, but at least those little things you do to protect yourself. If you are going into a battlefield, you can't just go empty, like, without wearing anything now. No armor, no anything. That if they go first kill. Even people say when they wear armor, when they wear everything. There's a people that even wear condoms and still get infected, because sometimes everything is not foolproof. A condom can burst without their knowledge. If you're using, can be checking. You have to be checking. Even myself, if a guy is wearing condom, few seconds I'll put my hand and check. Some people can be crazy. They can remove the condom and once a condom is removed, you may not even know, because the thing is going to sweet you. You will not know that something has been taken off and you allow it to be good. Before you know it, everything has burst inside you. So you have to, you know, those extra, don't ever get too lost. That's why it's good to always have sex with clear eye. So that you know what is going on. You know when something has happened, this thing has burst. If you're high, if you're lost, if you're gone, you can never know. You will not know that anything has happened. You know, if you're going to your bathroom, protect yourself. Try to protect yourself. The world is cold. Nobody cares. Anybody that has disease is looking for who to share it to. So protect yourself. Wear your condom. And there's female condoms. There's female condoms. So if the guy doesn't want to wear condom, I think maybe some places, I've never seen one before, but a friend told me that there's female condoms. You know, you can do some research about it to protect yourself, okay? Because, streets are not smiling. Streets are not smiling. There's some people that have STDs that we've never even heard of before. There's people that have diseases. You see people, you know, doing all sorts of things, you know, getting diseases. The ones that sleep with dogs, you don't know. You go and fall and put your penis inside and carry disease that we've never heard of before. So we have to be careful. You know, everybody has the responsibility to, you know, protect themselves. Because most times, for example, people that are married, you carry a disease, you go home, herpes. You are eating from the same spoon your children are eating with. You're drinking from the same cup. And that innocent child also drinks it and contracts the disease. Sometimes some couples like to share stuff. Some couples like to share toothbrush. And you share toothbrush, your wife is using your toothbrush, or your wife gets infected and you use her toothbrush and you get infected. Some children like to play with their parents' things. And for example, now your child gets caught with one of your things or something and gets infected because of your randy lifestyle, because of your irresponsibility. I find it very irresponsible, especially for people that are married and know they have people that are looking up to them. They have people that they are actually supposed to be safe for. You know, if you're married, you have a husband, you have a wife, you should actually, the interest of those people should be like number one. Even if you want to have fun, remember that you have a wife at home. Someone that you, most people now, if they go now want to have sex with condom with their wife, their wife will know what's happening. This is so unusual. Your wife that may be seeing you as a saint, this is so unusual. You normally don't do this. So for the sake of not raising unnecessary eyebrow or causing unnecessary trouble in your marriage, if you know that you will see cheats, please wear a condom, okay? Wear a condom, protect yourself for the sake of your loved ones. If you're not yet married, for the sake of your future family, just try to protect yourself, okay? So that is also good to always, like I said, always have sex with a clear eye. Because when you are high, in fact, let me tell you, when you are high, all the things you plan, for example, you met again, you were planning, this is how the thing will go. I can tell you that that's not how it will go. Because when you are high, you're not really like, you're not conscious, you're not thinking with your senses. Especially for men, once they don't touch Bobby, touch everywhere don't wear it, the guy is ready and everything. That sends, you know, a different signal to the man's body. If I was already preparing to wear a condom or do it like this, it may not go that same way because now the effect of that alcohol, that is the effect of the alcohol that is now leading you. Especially some of these girls, before you know it, they don't put dick for mouth. They're already giving you a blowjob, and if the girl is very good, before you know it, 2 seconds, you've poured inside her. And if you have a disease or an STD, she will definitely contact it. Most times it's very easy to get herpes via oral, you know, oral sex, blowjobs, leaking of pussy or anything. So when they don't hide, that's the time they get more freaky. When you're high, your body is pushing you beyond your limits, beyond what you normally would do. Especially if the girl is sexy, you know, these BBL girls now. You want to go over and beyond to try to please her. So men try to, you know, do some certain things to please the girl. Maybe some guys want a girl to like, I really not girl, so she will like come back to them, or you know, we want to give her a very unforgettable experience. So you go over and beyond your limits, and in the process you contact an STD. So let's not be doing more than we can do. Not they do pass yourself in some certain things. If you know that you cannot be normal while on drugs or alcohol, some people have, you know, mastered, some people's head carry, some people's head feet carry alcohol, some people's head feet carry drugs. So even with the drugs, they still know how, you know, to be sensible. For you that your head is not strong enough, once you take one, this thing, you're already doing more than yourself. So you have to watch it, okay? You have to, you know, tread carefully. If you know you're not good with all these things, rather stick to the normal way. At least you are still thinking normally when you're doing all these things. So let's tread carefully, guys. If you have any symptoms, itching, pus, painful urination, you know, bumps, swellings, scabs, all these things all over your genitals, there's genital warts, there's lots of things. It's better to go, you know, get yourself tested. Even if you don't have any symptoms, at least make it a point of duty, a routine. You know, have routine checkups every 3 months, because most of these STIs have their incubation period for 3 months. So within 3 months, it's definitely like you definitely pass the window period. That's the period where it takes these infections to multiply, the bacteria to grow. So 3 months, every 3 months, you get yourself tested, you get yourself checked. If you have the disease, please don't be shy. If you have an infection, don't be shy. Get yourself treated properly. Go to a proper, you know, hospital. Go to a proper pharmacy with good pharmacists there, you know. The pharmacist there is sensible. Because you can go to a place and they prescribe another medicine for anything that's happening to you. And you can even, you know, further irritate the infection and the thing can escalate to another thing. You know, so you have to go to where people are knowledgeable about these things. Go to a good hospital, go to a registered pharmacy. Don't just go to roadside chemists. Most roadside chemists will just give you anything and it can further cause, you know, more harm to you. So let's take responsibility for our health, okay? Lagos is a fun place. Lagos nightlife is a fun place, but at the end, there are consequences that can actually be avoided. So you can actually eat your cake and have it if you are safe, okay? If you do everything safely. So guys, we've come to the end of this episode. Let me know what you think. Did you learn anything new in this episode? Did you, learn anything? Did you hear anything you've never heard before? Let me know in the comments. Do you have any experience? Do you have any word of advice to people, you know, young people about Lagos nightlife and how they can, you know, enjoy it without having to like end up in tears? End up in bitter tears. Let me know in the comment section. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for staying tuned. Please follow us on all social media platforms to keep up with our posts, you know, future videos and all that at Rated18_podcast. I still remain your beautiful, sexy host, King Cheek, aka Big Baby. Yeah? So I'm signing out. Ciao.